It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest episode of Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, this is our special weekend episode of Opinions Matter. It's called Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. And this is episode 54. Which means there are 53 other ones. Now, let me tell you how we come to this episode of Opinions Matter. All week when we are recording our podcast, we broadcast it live on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. And we do that in order to generate phone calls to make the podcast that you hear during the week. But while the audience is building up on Facebook, myself and Jeremy and sometimes Katie sit in the studio here talking the most random rubbish. And it is that random rubbish that makes up this weekend episode of Opinions Matter. You'll hear us getting all sorts of stuff off our chest. Like, why is it frowned upon if men get their hair dyed? Not when women do, but when men do. Would you give a child a catechism as a present? And Jeremy's upset that his son's friend has a better phone than he has. And he is a brutal phone, I have to tell you. All that and much more on this episode of Opinions Matter. And the one thing about this episode is it's completely unedited, which means I can't even tell you what's coming up in part of it because I can't remember what we said. But you're about to hear it. Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version, episode 54. And let's start last Monday.
Can I share a story with you, guys? I met a lovely listener earlier on today at the deli counter of Spar, which is where I do some
Spar. Like, there's millions of Spars. Just a generic Spar.
I couldn't tell you what road it was on, actually.
Roughly.
So you're driving up through Drumcondra.
Yeah.
It's very boring. And we explained exactly where the Spar was. And up towards Artane. Yeah. Somewhere near Artane.
Come on, yeah.
I don't know. It was a Spar, anyway. I was in getting there. And a woman I met at the deli counter said something to me that it's the most insulting thing that you can actually say to somebody.
Oh, said the most insulting thing you can say to somebody?
Yeah.
Go on.
What do you think it was?
I have no idea.
And guys, I get this sometimes, and Adrian gets it sometimes as well, and it's really, really insulting. So she came to me, "I know your face." She says, "I know your face." And I said, "Oh God, here we go."
Yeah.
And she said, and I know you hate when people, by the way, if you ever meet us in a public place,
don't ask where the other one is.
Well, no, that's the first thing. Don't, yeah, because we don't hang around together.
Yeah.
Outside
Saturday,
of
Saturday afternoon.
Saturday afternoon, yeah.
The Martello and Bray. Jeremy,
what were you doing in the Martello and Bray?
My daughter, my grandson's christening.
Did you pay for it?
What?
Did you pay for it?
Did I pay for it?
Yeah, did you pay for it?
No, I didn't.
The father of the daughter.
Oh. Stop making up stuff. Anyway, people. Where's Jeremy? Why is Jeremy not here?
But people that go to the Martell don't speak like that.
Well, maybe they actually do.
No, maybe the ones in your social circle that were at that thing.
Where's Jeremy? Is he not here? No. No.
Why would I be at your daughter's christening?
You just wouldn't.
Actually, I'm a bit upset that I didn't get in. I'll bring that up. I'll take that up with her.
Do take it up with her.
She didn't make me godfather either.
Really?
Yeah.
She'd be dead before the child needs religious instruction.
Anyway, no, I wasn't at Adrian's daughter's christening. No, it wasn't his daughter's christening.
No, Adrian's daughter's daughter's christening. Son.
Huh?
My grandson, you
grandson,
fool.
Grandson, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, anyway, I was at the deli counter, and I know this bothers you when people say this to you, and she turned around and she says, "Ah, you're Jeremy, aren't you? I used to love listening to you."
Oh, I used to love.
Yeah, it's the most hurtful thing that any of you can ever, ever say to us. Because basically what it means is, well, you were popular back in the day. I used to love you. And you know these people that can't speak without shouting? So the whole shop turned around expecting it to be a celebrity. No, Jesus, who's she after bumping into?
But the way you shite on about yourself, you think
Peter Andre in Spar or something like that.
He's not a celebrity, is he?
Oh, Peter and me are good friends.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. We text each other all the time.
About what?
About stuff.
Really?
Oh, hang on.
Oh, here we go. You're such a wanker. Do you know that
friend?
Look whose number I have in my phone.
Friend of friend
of
the friend
of
the. Hang on. Let me say Peter. There you go, Peter Andre.
Yeah, no, I believe you.
Send me video chats and all the other day. Yeah. Hey, Peter.
You're such a wanker. Do you know that?
Thank you, guys.
Oh,
yeah, it's great.
Oh, there he is. Thanks, Peter. So myself and Peter are quite good friends. We hang out together when he's in Dublin, which is quite a bit. We be seen drinking in Lily's Bordello and stuff like that.
Lily's Bordello?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That place hasn't been open for about 10 years. You're so in touch.
Oh.
Lily's has literally closed years.
Who knew?
I knew.
Why didn't they announce it? Why didn't they say it? Anyway, she says, you and what's his... She couldn't remember your name, by the way. You and what's his name? I used to love listening to you on the radio. What happened to you? It was like we were dead. Like, we haven't gone away, you know.
No, we haven't.
We are still here. But please, if you do bump into us, don't say that I used to listen to you. Like, we're still here. And in fact, this podcast gets more listens than any show we've ever worked
on. That's very true. That is very true.
That may or may not be true.
It's true-ish.
What?
It's true-ish.
No, she did give me a compliment. She says, you still look the same as you did back then when I used to listen to you.
That means either you look dreadful when you were younger or you look dreadful now. Well, you do look dreadful now, but you didn't.
No, I think I've aged quite well. And in fact, that brings me to something I want to share with you guys, and I want to get your opinion. I want your honest thoughts, okay?
Honest thoughts, yeah.
Why are you saying it like that in an English voice? What are you saying?
That's the way people do it.
I want your honest thoughts.
Honest thoughts. That's how you say it.
I want your honest thoughts, guys. What do you think of men who dye their hair?
Mm.
Have you done it?
No, never, no.
You're
what?
Ripe for it at your age. So as you know, I'm going through a bit of a midlife crisis. I'm at 35 years of age.
Here, you haven't seen 35 since Wham were in the charts.
So I'm hitting my... No, all joking aside, I'm hitting my 40s next year.
You're not hitting your 40s. Nobody believes that.
Oh, they do.
Absolutely nobody.
But I believe
it. Look at the state of you for somebody in his 30s. Would you look at the hack of you? Nobody believes it.
Okay, so I'm hitting mid-40s. Okay, we can be honest. I'm hitting mid-40s and...
Nobody believes that either.
Oh, shut up. And I was looking in the mirror last night at myself and I thought to myself, why don't I get my hair dyed?
What hair?
I do have a fair bit of hair. And I've always wanted brown hair. I've never had brown hair. Sort of dark. Like the colour... Adrian, just to describe Adrian today, he looks like a twig that fell off a tree.
No, at
the moment, he's completely brown. Brown shouldn't go with brown.
Oh, no, I look lovely today. I was told this earlier on. You look really nice today.
Lulu says, Jeremy, you are 51. I worked it out the other day.
Yeah, well done, Lulu. You're bang on the money there.
First of all, you need to get... No, she's not bang on any money.
Okay, you're 1 year out.
No, she's not 1 year out. First of all, you need to get yourself a life. That's a sad, sad existence, number one. Number two, how could you possibly...
No, the sad existence is somebody saying he's 35 clearly...
Oh, we used to work with a woman that never told us her age. Max.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
we used to work with a woman called Mags, and she...
But you're the same.
Literally, you could inject the truth serum into her veins. Remember the way the Germans used to do it? Remember they used to go, wir haben Wes of making you talk, and they'd inject a truth serum in,
right,
and you'd have to tell the truth. That woman was never honest about her...
Neither are you.
I am. Anyway, it's neither here nor there. I said it to a few people yesterday evening and this morning as well. And the reaction to men dyeing their hair, why is it different to women? There's not one woman I know...
That doesn't have dyed
that
their
hasn't,
hair.
I don't know any woman who still has their natural hair colour.
No, I don't myself. Yeah.
Like, your missus has gone through more hair colours than I've had hot dinners.
Correct.
Yeah?
Yep.
It's been every colour. What was it? Blue, turquoise...
It was never blue or turquoise.
Maroon. It was maroon. Yeah?
Anyway... Go on, what's the point?
My wife...
When you suggested getting your hair dyed...
When I met my wife, she looked completely different. Completely different. She had black hair, now it's blonde, it's gone to red, it's gone to auburn brown. How come men are still judged when they dye their hair?
You see, I'm happy with my hair colour. I've no need to change
it. Oh, yeah, but it suits your ethnicity, if
my
you will.
My ethnicity?
Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean?
Your forefathers, like the stock.
The stock?
The stock that you're from, yeah?
Yeah.
All have that colour hair.
What are you talking about?
You're Anglo-Saxon or something like that.
Anglo-Saxon?
I don't know what you're... What. So what would be wrong with me dyeing my hair?
You'd look ridiculous.
Why though?
You just would.
But when your missus comes home every second week with a different colour hair and she comes in the door and says, notice anything? Because they always say that, don't they?
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to say that, we do notice. So she arrived in the door. Hey, Adrian.
Why would she knock on her own door?
Because you've changed the lock.
Oh.
So hang on. And who knocks on the door now?
Yeah.
So she knocks on the door, she comes and she goes, notice anything about me, hon? And would you dare turn around and say, you look fucking ridiculous. That's the sixth different colour you've had this year.
No, I wouldn't. No.
What would you say to her?
Oh, it's lovely, yeah.
So why would you, if I came in tomorrow with mousy brown hair, because I just think it would suit my complexion to have darker hair. What would be the... In fact, my wife, and this is no joke.
Give it a try, will you?
My wife said that if I dyed my hair brown, I would look like Hugh Grant.
Oh, okay. Do us a favour, will you? Do it. Go on, because it'd give me endless weeks of entertainment.
Oh, Robert says, Jeremy, most people have a 4 head. You have a 7 head.
Yeah, that's true, Robert.
Oh, God. Considering, Robert, you look like a cue ball on a snooker table.
I know, here.
A cue ball with glasses.
There's no point in hitting back in that way.
Okay.
He is right. Most people have a 4 head. You have a 7 head.
And Jess says you need a toupee. Jess, it'll be a cold day in hell before I wear a stick-on hair. Actually, what's, buy us a wig. Buy us the cost for a wig.
What?
Buy us the cost. If I can get listeners to save up for a wig for me, I'll wear one.
Will you?
Yes, I will. Oh. I will literally do it.
Buy us a wig. Is that your new campaign, is it?
Buy us a wig. Anyway, does anybody think I should dye my hair?
No, you'd look ridiculous.
And if you dye your hair then, do you have to dye your eyebrows the same colour?
I've never known anybody to dye their eyebrows.
Yeah, but your eyebrows are always the same colour as your hair, aren't they?
No.
And then do you have to dye your pubes?
I've never dyed my hair, so I don't know.
I have a big issue with dyeing my pubes. I just think it will be...
Who does that?
Oh, people do it. Have you never heard the expression, the collars and the cuffs match?
Yeah.
Do you think there's women with blonde hair walking around with ginger pubes?
Quite possibly.
No, you always match the pubes with the hair.
Do you?
Yes.
Will you get a wig? I'll pay for it.
What?
I'll pay for the wig if you're prepared to wear it.
No, I'm not going
to.
I don't need a wig. But all joking aside, we need to start normalising men dyeing their hair. Look at the grief that Marty Morris used to get when he dyed his hair.
It was ridiculous, though.
Would you say that to his face?
Yeah, yeah.
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Well, anyway, it is. There's nothing you can say to me about it. It is literally my pet hate. I can't stand it. It wrecks my buzz altogether. When it happens, it really, really annoys me. So please don't do it again. It's just laziness, actually.
Are you talking about me using my phone when I'm supposed to be working?
No. Oh, that's another day's work.
Oh, yeah.
No, I just saw a post on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
A video that you'd put up a couple of days ago. And it's in reverse. In other words, it's a mirror image. The writing on your jersey is the wrong way around.
It's back to front.
It's back to front. I can't understand why you did that.
In fact, it said on my jersey, Tun Ever.
Yeah, there you go.
Tun Ever. That's Everton backwards.
It didn't. Tun Ever.
It's Everton backwards.
No, it's not. N-O-T. You fool of a man. Anyway, sorry, the amount of people who put up backwards.
I used to go to school with a fellow who could talk backwards, by the way.
Really?
It was unbelievable to listen to.
Why would you want to talk backwards?
I'd imagine he was on that. This is making fun of people with autism. I have autism myself. Undiagnosed, but I'd say it was an autism thing.
He was able to speak perfectly backwards?
Yeah, literally able to speak perfectly backwards. So you could say to him, I don't want to do any homework tonight.
Oh, literally like that? Not just the words going?
No. I wonder what he's doing now.
Today, homework.
What?
Don't want.
No. But apparently he's the same people that can speak backwards.
Well, no, speaking backwards isn't like you just...
No, he'd say no, he wouldn't. He'd say the words actual backwards.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
So, people who can speak backwards, yeah?
Yeah.
Backwards is backwards speak can people. Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, backwards speak can people.
But I think, could it be a thing of autism? You know what autism people have, like...
Have certain skills,
have
yeah.
superpowers.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
I have a friend who has autism and can put 25 Maltesers in her mouth in one go. She was very popular in the disco scene back in the day, let me tell you.
Who'd want to put 25 Maltesers into their gob in the one go?
Yeah, give me that chance to do that.
Anyway, sorry.
What's the biggest thing you've ever happened?
Can I just get
mouth?
This off my chest about the...
Oh, nobody cares.
People who post photographs or videos... In a mirror image.
How would you know if a photograph was back to front, though?
I can tell, by the way, I can tell your photographs, your video, when it's back to front, because your face looks different.
Oh, your face would look different back to front.
Yeah.
Yes.
Your face looks different.
But everybody's face looks different back to front.
I know. So stop doing it.
So you see, when I look at the mirror, the image I'm seeing is not the image you're seeing.
No, it's completely different. It's completely different. So please stop posting photographs in reverse, if you don't mind.
I actually got, guys, just speaking about mirrors, I actually got a magnifying mirror a couple of months ago.
For what?
It's the worst thing you can ever buy.
Yeah.
Because you see all your imperfections.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a lot of imperfections.
You're bloody sure you do. That's the mirror. I can see that perfectly.
No, you couldn't. So your eyes don't magnify...
When you look in the mirror, you can't see your...
This mirror, I think, is an X25 mirror.
Why did you get that? Why would you even want one of them?
Because every time I shave, there's little bits I miss, and I see little bits of hair, so I said I'd get the mirror for that. But my face has a lot of imperfections.
It does now, I'll be honest with you.
What?
It's a load. You're going to be sorry you started this conversation.
You put 25 Maltesers in your mouth at the same time?
No, I have no desire to either. Four would be my max.
Ah, I'd say, let's do that someday.
Really, that's where we're at here.
That's where we're at. Oh, come on, let's do it on tomorrow's podcast.
Well, bring a whole big bag
of... I know it's quite a visual thing. I know you guys can't see what we're doing, but how many balls could you get in your mouth?
Maltesers.
Balls, yeah, balls.
Little tiny ones.
Well, not bunnies, you can get Maltesers.
I wouldn't be bothered, though, because then you can't...
I'm going to write down a figure here. Go on, give me what you think you could do, and I'll give you what I think I can do.
10 at the most.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so let me write down. Just remember this, guys. AK-10. Is that all?
Well, I'm certainly not going to even attempt to put 25 in my mouth.
Okay, 10.
Oh, your woman's at it again, by the way. Send them random messages.
Maltesers.
Yeah, look. Well, yeah.
So you're saying 10 Maltesers. Now, you know who small Maltesers are.
Yeah, but no, it's not even that. I don't want to put more in my mouth. But then you won't enjoy them.
No, it's not about enjoying. It's about beating the world record.
Ah, off you go.
Okay, so you're 10. I'm going to say 18.
18. You can fit 18 Maltesers in you. Okay, but we'd save this for when we actually have the Maltesers. Okay?
I have put bigger things in my mouth.
I'm sure you have.
Sorry?
I'm sure you have.
So 18 for me and 10.
10 for me, yeah. Yeah.
What if one of us choked live on the air?
That'd be a great podcast.
We'd get the best podcast ever.
Yeah.
That's what we need on this podcast. Our podcast hasn't been doing very well lately.
Yes, it has.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't like to talk about it because... I don't like us being seen as failures, but buy us a cup of coffee. Does anybody want to buy us a cup of coffee?
I don't drink coffee anymore.
Buy us a cup of coffee, would you? If anybody wants to send us stars so we can have a cup of coffee. Things are tough. Hang on.
Ooh. Oh, Jesus, the noise of you. That is disgusting. Do you always drink like that? Stop it.
Sorry, just wetting the back of my whistle. Things are tough here in Opinions Matter at the moment.
They're not actually.
Listens are down. Revenue has been its lowest it's ever been.
That's just not true.
I blame the Israelis and the Iranians and all that. Yep,
well, they've stopped listening.
They've stopped listening to us. But if anybody can spare Adrian the price of a cup of coffee, can you please?
I'm actually not that bad. I'm fine, actually.
I can't even... Oh, Anthony's saying the podcast has been doing great. You know, Anthony, fake news. Don't believe everything you hear online. This podcast is literally on its knees.
That's just not true.
My kids can't even afford school books at the moment. Actually, sorry. Can I talk about this? I have an auntie. Yes?
Yeah.
And I don't know how you feel about this, guys. Even growing up, everybody had a relative that bought you an inappropriate present.
Where are we going with this?
Did you ever have an auntie or an uncle that would buy you an inappropriate present that wasn't? Like, when you were five, did you ever have an uncle that bought you a packet of cigarettes and said, Adrian, go on, go out and have a smoke?
No, interestingly, no.
That's how it started, though, wasn't it? Didn't your dad ever give you cigarettes when you were five?
No. Five?
Yeah, I don't know. How did that start?
No.
Okay, but were you ever given an inappropriate present by a relative?
Was I ever given an inappropriate... Not that I can think
of. So, guys, I have an auntie, and she would be of the religious...
Persuasion.
She's quite religious. And she regularly buys my children. And as you know, my children are secular children.
Secular children?
They are secular kids.
What does that even mean?
They don't have any religious ties whatsoever. Have you a religious tie? You know, a tie with a chalice on it and a cross.
Sorry, your kids were christened. Your kids are going to make their Holy Communion.
My kids are secular kids.
Why are they making their Holy Communion then?
Who said they're making their Holy Communion?
I just know they will.
So how do you know they're making
their Holy Communion? Your young fella did.
Oh, did you see the price of a fucking dress for girls?
Oh, so you're not letting the girls because the dresses are too dear?
No, I'm not letting the girls because my kids are secular kids, okay? So my secular kids are being brought up agnostic, I think is the word.
Yet they'll make their communion.
That's something to do with God.
Of course it is.
No, communion has nothing to do with God. Nothing to do with the white dress. And all that. Anyway, I have an auntie who keeps on buying my kids religious books.
Oh.
And I don't know how to say to her, you need to calm down.
Like what?
Well, my youngest, what's her name again?
You don't know your young daughter's name?
So many kids to remember. What's?
Freya.
Freya. Does the manager remember all the names of the football team?
Well, I'd like to think he does.
Does Stephen Kenny know every name of a Pats player?
Who's Stephen Kenny?
Manager of the greatest football team in the League of Ireland. St. Patrick's Athletic.
Oh, is that what it's come to for him?
That's what's...
God love him.
Sorry, Steve.
He's doing so well.
Sorry, Steve.
Anyway, go on. Is that what it's come to for him? Go on anyway, sorry.
Say that to his face, you prick. Say that to his face.
Anyway, Stephen Kenny. manager of St. Pat's.
Sorry, Freya.
Anyway. You used to have a good job. Anyway, sorry, go on, yeah.
Freya, my youngest daughter, yep. got a present last week. My auntie regularly gives presents for the kids, just for nothing. And she bought my daughter, who is...
You don't know what age she is.
She's born, she's Gen Alpha.
She's what?
She's a Gen Alpha.
She's four, is she?
I think she's four. I think we go with that one. That sounds good. She looks about four. She's able to walk and all, so... She's four. Anyway, my auntie bought her a what's that called?
A catechism.
Catechism. Catechism, yeah.
Yeah.
And I had to throw it in the bin.
Why?
Oh, I'm not. No. I arrived home 2 weeks ago. I'll tell you this story.
No.
I arrived home, guys, 2 weeks ago. And my daughter.
Freya.
Yeah, my daughter Freya.
Who's four.
Who's give or take. Was sitting on the sofa and she said, Daddy, Auntie, I can't name her now. She's very religious. Let's call her. Give me a religious name.
Bridget.
What?
Bridget.
Auntie Bridget.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
After
Bridget.
The cross.
Yeah.
Look what Auntie Bridget got me. And she was reading this catechism about the lads.
The fishes and the loaves.
No. The four boys. The boyos.
The boyos?
What's their names? The evangelicals or whatever. What are they called?
What? What are you getting on about?
Matthew, Mark, Luke and John.
The saints.
No, they weren't saints.
The apostles.
No, they weren't apostles. There was 12 of them. And by the way, before people start getting, why don't you slag off Muslims? Or why are you slagging? I'm not slagging off religion. I'm just saying my kids are agnostic. They're secular kids. Okay? Although my son does have a very religious name.
He does.
What the hell?
One of the saints.
Is he a saint?
One of the apostles, yeah. Saint Luke.
Saint. But who are the four lads? Matthew, Mark, Luke and
John. They wrote the Bibles.
They wrote the Bible?
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, she was reading a book about, and I was like, I'm not having any of this, so got the book.
You did not.
Oh, yeah.
So you ripped up a catechism.
I better not admit to that because I'll have the loonies coming after me.
Yeah, you ripped up a catechism.
No, I didn't. Let's just say...
It's gone missing.
Let's just say it's underneath the mattress of my bed where it'll never be...
Because seen again.
There's things underneath the mattress of my bed that you wouldn't believe. You actually wouldn't believe.
But do you realise what a vile hypocrite you are?
Why is that? Why?
Because you're going to let your daughters make their communion.
Ah, it's a great day out. Oh, yeah.
That's such hypocrisy.
I have the goat grill booked us already for the thing.
Hypocrisy.
Why?
Because you have to ripping up the catechism.
But I don't want my four-year-old learning about Matthew, Mark, Luke and John.
Well, then why are they going to make their communion?
See, you don't have to learn about Matthew. And I'm sorry, just on that note, yeah?
Yeah.
And it was a lovely illustrated book, yeah? But my favourite children's author is not God. Lucy Kennedy would be my favourite children's author. Great books for kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or your man Benji that writes the other books. Great. But I don't want them reading God.
Yet you're going to let them make their communion.
Oh, great day. I can't wait. Free bar. Anybody that comes to the communion. But my point is, anyway, while we're talking about that catechism, yeah?
Yeah. Sorry, Mark just said agnostic kids who you baptised Catholic.
Oh, I didn't do any baptisms.
What did you do?
I was just standing there taking photographs. I didn't pour the water over the head. Wasn't my job, not my responsibility. And in fact, Mark, a funny story on that. One of my daughters, we got our daughters baptised together, two for the price of one that day. And one of my daughters let a fart in the priest's hand when he was holding her.
They don't actually let the priest hold the children anymore.
They do. The priest holds the head.
No.
Yes, he does.
No, I was at a christening only the other day.
No. In my church. Obviously, you went to a dodgy church.
No.
The priest does. I've photographed the priest with his hand behind her back.
Then they don't do it anymore.
It was only a couple of years ago.
The other day, all five daddies actually held the baby over the fountain.
The font. The font.
Yeah, that
font,
thing. Yeah.
God. Call yourself religious. You didn't even know
it was all the daddies that did it.
No.
They held the baby over. Priest poured the water on.
Well, I wasn't even at the altar. Anyway, my point is, lads, she's reading this catechism book about Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, who are the four...
Apostles.
What did they do?
Wrote books.
To who?
Matthew, the book to the Ephesians and all that shit.
How did the book get sent?
I don't know.
How did they get the book to...
I haven't a fucking clue.
Can't curse what you're talking about. But my point is, yeah... And there was lovely illustrations in the book, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Lovely pictures of... Where were they from? There's like caves and stuff, pictures, drawing palm trees. Where looks like Lanzarote, actually.
Really?
Were the lads from Lanzarote?
I don't know.
But my point is, yeah?
Catherine, will you do us a favour? Stop spamming our Facebook page.
Oh, Jesus, what's wrong? What's she doing?
Look,
what is
spam.
She doing?
Give it a rest there, Catherine.
Sorry.
We'd have to block you if you keep that up.
My point is, how in God's name were there four people living in the Middle East back in the day, in the early days, called Matthew, Mark, Luke and John? You've been to the Middle East, yeah?
I have.
You've done a lot of business in Israel.
I have.
You've property in Israel.
Oh, no, I don't.
Oh, I think you do.
Oh, no, I do not.
Oh, I think you do. My point is, How are we supposed to believe that four people were called Matthew, Mark, Luke and John in the Middle East during the olden days?
I don't know.
Oh, she's really annoying me.
Yeah, no, I've just blocked her.
Yeah. Seriously, Catherine Swan.
Bye, Catherine. Bye.
Catherine Swan. Seriously, Catherine.
Anyway, she's gone. Gone.
Okay. Don't let your kids read catechisms. That's all I'm saying.
We'll get them, let them make their communion.
Great day. It's a great day out. Although, you know what's a bit scummy? We need to talk about it on the podcast someday. People who, on the day of the christening. Now, I know your daughter didn't do that because she went home with the child. But the people on the day of the christenings or the baptisms, and they go out on the piss that night.
It's the only way.
What?
No harm in that.
It's the most scummy.
Send the child off.
It's the most council estate thing you can.
What?
It's the most council estate thing you can actually do. Where you have the christening,
then you send the child off home.
And the child goes home with the granny. You always hear the young ones. Mary, you bring the baby home. Yourself and baby dad, you want to go around the lock, man, having 10 wickets.
Who actually speaks like that? Find me the person who speaks like that. Get them on the show because I want to talk to them.
Anyway, so she says they're always called, what's their names? They're always called...
Jacinta.
No, no one's called Jacinta anymore. What's a council estate girl's name?
What?
What's a council...
I'm not picking any name out of the...
Sharon.
Nobody's called Sharon anymore.
Okay, what we call her? Rihanna.
Rihanna, okay.
I want to go out on the piss with baby daddy. Will you bring them?
No.
Will you
bring, nobody speaks like that.
Will you bring Jackson? They're always called Jackson. Will you bring Jackson home, will you? And then the man, Ariane, you stupid geebag. I already have my kids. I'm not bringing up my kid. I'm not minding your kid. And then they send the baby home with mommy and they go out on the piss.
Fair play to them.
How is that celebrating your child's christening to go out on the piss that night?
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
We were just talking about off-air phones, and I was saying the Nokia 3310. Now, for those of you who... Let me just see. I'm just Googling to remember what it looked like. Ah, yeah. Or no, it wasn't the 3310.
3210, was it?
What was the one that had snake on it?
They all had snake on it.
No, but the first one that had snake on it.
I think it was the 3210, was it?
Oh, it was the 3210.
Yeah.
And I'm saying it was a great little phone.
Oh, all those Nokia phones were great phones.
Nokia.
Yeah, them.
Let's pronounce it right.
Nokia's not going to be listening anyway, are they?
It was actually, guys, there's a friend of my son. And a couple of my son's friends have mobile phones. No, I'm not here to judge.
But you are judging by the mere fact that you're saying it.
As Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour,
Yeah, JC.
Once said...
Yeah.
And it was Hebrews verse 5. Wait, don't laugh at the Bible.
Stop making stuff up.
No,
then.
It actually is.
Hebrews,
yeah.
Chapter about Hebrews.
Yeah. Like the fella that makes tea.
What are you talking about?
The fella that makes tea.
Hebrews make tea.
It says, judge ye lest you be judged. So I'm not here to judge. If you're a parent and you give your child a phone, who am I to judge?
But you are judging because you're mentioning
I haven't said anything judgy yet. Does this sound like judgy Jeremy?
It does. It absolutely feels like it's leading that way.
No, it is leading that way.
I thought that.
Yeah, but I'm not judgy yet, am I?
Come on, anyway.
You don't judge you, do you? Know the way she always starts off nice. What's your name, sir? Know what she always says to them? And you give the name, go on.
Yeah.
What? So she says, what's your name, sir?
Adrian.
What's your problem, Adrian? What's your problem? And you say, well, my wife crashed my car and I want money off her. That's baloney! That's baloney! Show me photographs! Anyway, I'm not going to judge, so because I don't want to fall out with the parents of my son's friends, because that can be very awkward for birthday parties and stuff. But my friend, my son would have a couple of friends who have mobile phones. I don't have a problem with that at all. Judge me not. I am not a judger. If you want to give your child a mobile phone, now in fairness, they're 11. So they're not young kids. My young fella won't be getting one. But anyway, here's the problem I have. One of my son's friends arrived at the door yesterday to ask him to come out to play, which is really cool that kids still do that.
Why, what else do you expect them to do?
No, most kids...
Your young fella doesn't have a phone, so they have to knock on the door.
Most kids don't do that anymore.
Yeah, because they have phones. They message each other, see you outside.
Yeah, but mine doesn't, so they have to...
That's why you had to knock on the door.
No, but I like the fact that kids call to the door.
Indeed, they're only calling at the door because your son doesn't have a phone.
Yeah, but it's nice, isn't it? Nice. Ding-dong.
Nothing nice about it. Pain in the hole. Jeremy coming out to play.
Well, why would he be asking me to come out to play? That's very, very strange.
It's Jeremy. It would be a little bit inappropriate.
It's Jeremy coming out to play. Anyway, your young fella called at the door, who's a new friend of my son's.
Okay.
He's new to the block, new on the block, and he's 11 years of age. And he has a phone, because he had a phone in his hand when I answered the door. Now, I don't have a problem with kids having phones. I'm not here to judge.
You are judging, though.
And in fact, if you're looking for judgment, you've got the wrong podcast. You may as well listen to... is there any podcast where people get judged?
None like this one, no.
No, we don't judge on this podcast. Each to their own. But the kid, in his hand, was... What's the new iPhone?
The iPhone 17?
Is that the one?
Yeah.
Well, he said it's the newest iPhone. It's sort of curvy and has three camera lenses on the back. And it's really flat.
Like this?
Yes, in a triangular way. What phone is that you have in your hand?
It's the 17 Pro.
This company's paying you way too much money.
That's the 17
and
Pro.
I own the company.
You own it?
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah, the 17 Pro. That's
sorry,
my
by the
phone.
Way, guys, if you want to find out who owns the company that runs this podcast, go to Dublin Castle and you can access our tax returns for the last 5 years.
No, you can't, because we're not a company, you fool of a man.
What are we then? What is this? Shit show.
It's a shit show. That's what it is. Anyway, so the young fella had this phone.
He has that phone, yes. Now, how much is that phone?
Oh, a lot.
Now, I don't have a problem with kids having phones, per se.
Well, then why is your young fella not
got
a phone?
But if you're giving your kid a phone, for God's sake, yeah?
Yeah.
A kid shouldn't have a better phone than I have. He has a better phone than me.
Yeah, but you're pathetic when it comes to phones. I'm not spending that much money. That's what you say every single year. I'm not spending that much
why
money.
Why do I change my accent when I'm saying that?
Because it's a whingy voice. I'm not spending that much money.
The whingy voice. Yeah. It's like when Adrian wants to post out the coffee mugs to the listeners. I'm not posting them. Let those scumbags come in and get them themselves.
That's what you say.
That's what I say, yeah. And you say, but do you agree that an 11-year-old, how much is that phone?
About 1,500 quid.
For fuck's sake. Oh, can I curse? Oh, I own the company. Of course I can. For fuck's sake.
Yeah, 1,500
guys,
quid,
I've no problem with giving your kids a phone, but please, for the love of God, because it makes me feel inadequate.
Then just invest in a phone.
I refuse to buy, there's two things I refuse to spend money on. Phones and hookers.
Well, have you given up the hookers?
I gave up the hookers. I refuse to spend money on, no, genuinely.
Genuinely?
I refuse to spend money on a big phone, or an expensive phone. A phone is a phone.
That's not.
Oh, it is.
Not. You even say to me regularly, got the camera on that.
It's like my wife the other day, guys. My wife is a slave to...
To Samsung?
No, we're not talking about phones now. We moved on. Non-stick pans. And she saw Gordon Ramsay there the other day, using a non-stick pan. And Gordon was saying, okay, so this pan, nothing sticks to it. You can put a burger on and it won't stick. Cooks amazing. Get my pan. So Gordon Ramsay has pans. That's my Gordon Ramsay impression.
It wasn't very good, if you don't mind me saying. In fact, it was absolutely brutal.
This pan is the best pan on the market. Fuck's sake. Great pan. Fuck's sake.
He didn't say that in his ad.
He didn't say it in his ad. Are you fucking stupid? Shut up and buy my pan. So my wife...
Darren Brilly, Samsung all the way. Get out of my face, Darren Brilly.
Yeah, I'd be a Samsung man as well.
iPhones are the only way.
Anyway, she went out and she bought a Gordon Ramsay pan.
Right.
Which is literally a flash in the pan. It's a waste of time. And we had a row anyway when she got home yesterday evening with us.
Why, what did you say?
Do you know how much she spent on the pan?
No.
Look it up, how much a Gordon Ramsay pan is.
Really?
Yeah. You'd be shocked. Just buy my fucking pan, okay? Buy my pan. Here, you, big boy. Come. See, it's getting better, isn't it? Hang on, Gordon. Now, she said it was €40. But I think it's... Yeah, there you go. Look at that. For fuck's sake. God forgive me. Sorry for cursing God.
Much? Oh, what?
Yeah.
Are you telling me your missus spent €149 on a bloody frying pan?
On a bloody frying pan. That's going to end up being slapped over my head.
You can go
stage,
to,
anyway.
What's the place, the other place? Home Store and More and get one for 20 quid.
Yeah, but when they're gone.
No, but when they're gone. But they're there at the moment. If you go in, you'll definitely get a frying pan at Home Store or More for 20 quid.
Yeah, but it doesn't have Gordon Ramsay's name on it.
Ah, that's a load of me hole.
Anyway, the gas thing about it is, lads, if your wife does go out and buy a Gordon Ramsay pan, and if she's anything like my wife, it'll never be used because she doesn't fucking cook.
Really? Yeah, does she not?
No, she doesn't. No.
So what's she doing with the frying pan?
We bought a very posh Hoover. Remember last year, Shark?
Yeah, but they're not posh.
Oh, they're very posh.
No, they're not.
Oh, they are.
No, they're...
Oh, no.
They're below Dyson's.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, they are.
Oh,
they are.
The suction. They're, no, the suction in my house.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Simon, Google Pixel phones all the way. Who are you?
Are we literally arguing about...
Here, it's one of the big divides in Irish society.
What?
It's one of the big divides.
Well, we'll make a phone. I couldn't give a shit. Anyway, if you're giving your kid a phone...
You wouldn't use that.
If you're giving your kid a phone, make sure he doesn't have a better phone than... Because he actually said it to Luke.
He said what?
So they were out playing football yesterday evening, yeah? Because he knocked on the door.
Yeah.
And he says, did you see your dad's phone? It's crap. Because my son is at the stage where he doesn't want his dad to embarrass him.
I don't blame him.
And I knew there was something because he arrived home from football and he said, Dad, when are you going to get an upgrade on your phone? I says, why? And I can't mention, say the names, the name of the kid is Xavier, yeah?
Xavier. You don't want to mention his name? That's very specific.
Why?
I'd say there's one kid on the south side of Dublin called Xavier.
Hey, is that how you pronounce it? X-I-V-I-E-R.
Yeah, something like that.
Xavier.
Yeah.
Is it Xavier?
Yeah, but I doubt there's many kids on the south side of Dublin called Xavier.
Oh, in our area is full of Xaviers. Full of Xaviers, that's all. There's no people called Darren. No offence to any Darrens. There's no people called Darren in our estate. Anyway, Luke turned around to me and said, Xavier has a better phone than you and he's 11. Dad, get your act together. You're so cringe.
The Oppo Find X8 Pro is far better than the phone.
We've gone down a rabbit hole.
You can't. That's the best phone on the market. And the young fella has this phone. That's mad.
Xavier.
Why are you naming him?
Once you've named him, you may as well name him over and over again. Little fucker. Oh, sorry.
You think
you're so cool with a better phone than me? You call on my door again, Zach.
You're going to smash
his phone. I'm going to fucking dance on your phone. Can you threaten kids on this podcast?
Not really.
Do you hear me, Xavier? I'm going to bang that phone off the wall. I'm not bitter about it, but.
No, yeah, you're not. Ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry, how do you pronounce the kid's name?
Xavier.
I just know because he got an invite to his birthday. He's not going to his birthday, by the way.
Why? Because he's got a better phone than you have.
Yeah, be taking photographs. Think of me, phone. Your dad's cringe. Your dad's so cringe.
I know. Come here. Can I just tell you?
Xavier.
He's right to say your dad's cringe. That's a pathetic phone.
Oh, it's a very popular name. In Palmerstown in County Dublin. That's mad. It tells you where names are popular. So if you go into Palmerstown later on this evening,
and
you roll down your car window and go, Xavier! Literally loads of kids with brand new phones will come towards you. The fucker.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. That's probably just as well.
You know the expression, get down off your high horse?
People
on this podcast regularly tell me to get down off my high horse.
Because you're regularly on a high horse, yeah?
Can I ask you, could you just turn down the music? I can't talk when there's music in the background. I don't know how people can sing in bands.
Why?
With the music in the background.
Couldn't sing without music.
Of course you could sing without music. It's called a cappella.
Nah, I know. Load of shite.
So listen, hang on. Let me try it. I'm loving angels instead. And through it all. Now put up the music.
Oh, yeah.
She offers me... I can't. The music...
It's not the right music.
What do you mean it's not the right music?
That's not the music for angels.
Yeah, but you could do angels now. Listen.
I'm loving angels instead.
And true it all. Anyway, the expression, Adrian, can I call you Adrian?
Yeah, go on. That's my name, so go on.
Oh, I have other names for you.
Go on.
You've no idea what I have you saved in my phone as.
Get on with it.
The expression, yes, get down off your high horse. People regularly on this podcast.
Where did it ever come from?
No, that's don't interrupt me when I'm asking a question. That's why you never got, that's why you were never offered prime time.
I didn't want it.
Pat Kenny Live.
No, I didn't want that either.
It was not the show that was on they gave that to Ray Darcy, who's a bumbling mess. And they didn't give it to you. Yeah. Mm. How come Tommy Tiernan does that show where he sits down and goes, so tell me a little bit about yourself. What do you do? How come you didn't get that gig? That requires no talent whatsoever. You know the one where they bring your man in? And by the way.
What?
There's no way he doesn't know who they are before they come on.
Who, Tommy?
Yeah. Do you believe that?
Yeah, but in some cases, obviously, he knows them to see, but...
He has a little thing in his ear.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, hang on. Your whole career is based on having a thing in your ear where I used to tell you things in your ear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying Tommy knows.
Tommy knows.
No, I don't think he does.
Anyway, the reason you've never got any of these gigs and the reason Kevin Backhurst has never knocked on your door, he's the head of RTE, by the way, doesn't even know your number. In fact, I met Kevin in the pub a couple of weeks ago. Hey, Kev. Oh, Jeremy, how's it going, mate? How are things? All right. I said, would you ever consider, I have a colleague of mine now who's looking for, he's out of work for the last 4 years.
I haven't been out of work for the last four years.
Literally have.
I've never worked as much.
No.
Never worked as much in all my life.
Oh, well, the Department of Social Welfare would say otherwise.
You're a fool of a man.
Anyway, I was
talking. Get off!
Hang on, I was talking to Kevin Backhurst, and what's that pub on Baggot Street?
No.
I'm going to have to tell you the story.
You weren't talking to Kevin Backhurst.
What's the name of the pub?
You didn't say to him, why don't you employ Adrian Kennedy? He didn't say to you, you've never heard of him. None of that is true. I was like, no, that's the story you're about to make up. Have a good day, ladies.
So can I just finish off the question about the...
No, you can't, no.
Where did the expression... No. I'm loving angels instead. Instead. Just tell me, where did the expression high horse come from? I have to be honest, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no low horse. Have you ever sat on a low horse? Have you ever fallen off a horse that was so short?
I've never fallen off a horse.
No, but I have. But a low horse is
so
a pony.
Get down off your high horse. Jeremy wants to know where that actual expression came from.
Does anybody know where the expression came from? Get down off your high horse. Because I've ridden many, many horses.
You've never been on horseback in your life.
Sorry, I have... What livery out my back garden? Is that what it's called?
You have a horse in your back garden. That's animal cruelty because the back garden is only about 4 foot by 4 foot.
He's a small horse. No, I have ridden horses before. I've ridden horses in the sea.
I need to go home. Goodbye, everybody.
Is it a high horse?
I don't know.
Why isn't it a small horse?
Get down off your low horse.
Just say.
Get down off your fucking horse.
Yeah, there's no need to say high horse. Sure does not. It's like when people say, oh, Adrian, would you start behaving yourself? You're a grown adult. As opposed to an adult who isn't grown. What's a non-grown adult? A midget. Is Adrian a midget?
I have such a headache.
It's just these things that keep me awake off. Why is it a grown adult? And can I give you one last thing?
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ.
I have a rant here. Okay? What is a grown adult? What's a grown adult?
It's an adult.
Okay, so what's a non-grown adult?
I don't know.
The final one, yeah?
Mm.
You know when people say, Adrian, you look very refreshed today, yeah?
Yeah.
Which no one has ever said to you. You have so many bags on your eyes, Ryanair. Ryanair wouldn't even let you on board. Literally, when you go up to the check-in at Terminal 2, Mr. Kennedy, pay up there for those bags. Anyway, when someone says to you, you look very refreshed, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Your answer is always, oh yeah, I slept like a baby last night.
Where babies don't really sleep
very
well.
Babies don't fucking sleep. I've been through 15 years of it. My babies not sleeping. My babies all used to wake up.
When they do eventually start sleeping the full night, yeah?
No, I had two of them in with me last night.
But that's literally, your fault, you dirty looking gobshite.
I was literally trying to get frisky with Mrs. D, which is very rare, but she'd had a couple of caipirinhas yesterday evening.
A couple of what?
Caipirinhas.
What's caipirinhas?
Is that how I'm pronouncing it?
I've no idea what it is.
Caipirinha.
What is it?
Capybara. What's it? The Brazilian cocktails.
No idea what you're talking about.
Look it up there.
I've never heard of them.
There's no alcohol to drink you haven't heard of.
I'm going home. Goodbye, everybody. Yeah. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye.